Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts, free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate, Sutton Properties, our new company name, along with our co-host, Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, Lou.
Teresa's our student. I'm the professor. Teresa's the student. And our guest is our expert. So we've got the trilogy here. Buying or selling homes and land and farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our new office is at 102 East Main Street, next to BB&T Bank, downtown Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Please make a note of our changes. Our company website is still mylandpro.com. Our new site is www.allsuttonproperties.com. Either way, you'll get to us. Just a program note, Dr. Barbie's Ask the Doctor show will now follow this show and will air at 10 a.m. directly after this show. So make sure you tune in for Dr. Barbie. He's got a wealth of information. And talking about a wealth of information, our guest today is Alexandre Bonavista. He's the CEO of Veritas Agro and lives in Brazil. Welcome, Andre. Alexandre, welcome.
Hello. Thanks. So, thanks for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. We've got a very interesting show today. There's something going on in Brazil that that the world needs to know about, but this is a show for anyone that's interested in land. Brazil is kind of unique, and that's what we're going to talk about in terms of agriculture. And one thing I just wanted to clarify, Brazilian company Brazilian lands in Brazil has about 1.52 million of hectares. They use hectares in European countries and South American countries where we use acres. So let me clarify what a hectare is. It's basically equal to a square is 100 meters side. So a hectare is 100 meters square, where an acre is 42,562 square feet. So when we're talking about hectares, it's actually equates a little bit different. A square kilometer of acre is about 0.45 hectare, and 1 hectare contains about 2.47 acres. So, Alexander, tell us about yourself and your country.
Yes, Lou, it's very nice to be here with you. Thank you for this opportunity, and it's a pleasure to talk to your listeners. Yes, I'm in the agribusiness since 2000. I started like a honey exporter, actually like a trader, right? And after 2 years, I opened my industry in Brazil, and I exported honey to big packers in the United States, in UK, and also in Germany.
Right.
And I'm in the agribusiness a long time, you know. And today, 3 years ago, I founded a company called Veritas Agro. Veritas in Latin calls is true. And we are specialized in foreign investors, right? Brazil is a continental country. And when you have an investor coming to Brazil, he needs to receive the best due diligence in terms of legalization, in terms of capital, in legal assistance, sorry, land registration. I mean, we give the complete due diligence during the buying cycle. Veritas Agro is also a rural asset management and offer specialist advice from planning to negotiate with best tenants for all types of agri production with complete and detailed legal assistance to avoid any contractual discrepancy. We act for the major blue chip companies, private investors, agri funds, institutions who appreciate our proactive consultancy and management techniques.
So you're a one-stop shop, right? But you're a real estate firm, right? You're based, you're a real estate firm, and you're running it through your real estate organization, this business. But you're also providing the full consulting, the expertise of the soils and the weather and the water and the transportation. You know, it's more than just buying land. You know, just in talking with you earlier off the show, you were telling stories about back in 2009 specifically, you know, when there was a lot of funny money around, I call it. You know, there were a lot of U.S. citizens that were buying land in Brazil, but they were buying the wrong land in the wrong places, and it's quite a story that you were telling us.
Yes, see, it happens because, like I said before, Brazil is a continental country, right? It's the same size like United States or Europe. Imagine one guy coming to Brazil, right, and receiving, investing millions of dollars. Doesn't matter if he's the president of one company or of one corporation, if he will open an ethanol industry in Brazil. Maybe he will go to the wrong address, and it happens all the time. Imagine, in 2009, a lot of private investors from the United States, many of them from the American U.S. Corn Belt, they bought land in an area that is historically affected by El Nino. Imagine, they didn't investigate the climate background.
Wow.
They didn't investigate because they didn't receive the due diligence in Brazil.
Yeah.
They were just blind for the price of the land.
Right.
They were extremely blind, and this cannot happen because when they try to sell the lands 5 or 6 years later, they cannot recover their losses. This is a problem.
Yeah,
and we can avoid this problem. They can make a lot of money in Brazil. Land here is completely undervalued, completely. But in new frontiers that they can produce and they can export with safety conditions.
Right. So that had to put a very bad taste in investors back in 2009. So with the organization that you created, you're resolving a lot of those bad tastes by your professionalism and your expertise and your business approach to a good, strong investment.
Yes, Lou, let's see in the other way. I'm here in Brazil. I travel sometimes 9,000 kilometers in 1 week. I speak with a lot of realtors. I listen to a lot of stories. I have a group of 40 realtors with me now that they work in partnership with Veritas Agro in 5 different states.
Okay.
I know crops that are going wrong. I know crops that are going well. I know places affected by droughts. So we receive information, right, all the time. We are very well informed. Plus that, we have still 2 new frontiers in Brazil. Unbelievable. We still have 2 new agri-frontiers. I think this is the last 2 new agri-frontiers in the world.
Wow.
And the good news about these new frontiers, right, is that we are receiving a lot of new railways in Brazil, good infrastructure, right, that will make the land even more useful
in
the future.
Yeah, because you're reducing the cost of shipping, and you know it's all bottom line. You have these costs and transportation. It's
yes.
like in the timber business here in the United States. You know, people that make investments in timber want to know where the mills are, how far the mills are, what the weather is, what the soils are, because soils are important for tree growth too. There's a lot of pieces to it, and you can't approach any type of land investment haphazardly. I don't care what you're investing in. You've got to know, you know, the ins and the outs, and it's you know, it's very important to work with an expert like yourself and your company and your associates. As like working with my company, we specialize in land, and with my background, you know, I'm one of the top people in the country with what I do. I'm not bragging, but it's just, you know, I have a lot of education, a lot of experience. And all that, you know, you put together and you create an opportunity for people to make the right decisions in the investment. It's very important.
Yeah, you thought correctly the point. You spoke about timber. Every investor is a different profile, right? He has a different vision about business, right? This is something really, I'm not being simplistic, but
no.
And not also generalistic, but I have to say that some people here, they come to Brazil for private equity, right? They want something that is regenerating revenue, a farmland that is generating income. So I personally, I don't do this type of business because it has a lot of pitfalls, right?
Right.
And I work with the maximum transparency with my clients. On the other hand, I will not offer them raw lands. Why? Because you spend too much time to legalize. I'm talking about environmental legalization. Sometimes take 2 years. Imagine that if you buy a farmland that you are going to take 2 years to legalize in the environmental department,
right.
Environmental ministry.
Sure.
So it's not the kind of business that I advise. But we are talking about land that are cattle and it's cattle there, and it's going to be converted into grains. This is the business.
Gotcha.
Why? Because it's degraded land. Cattle. Okay, we are growing the economy. The world economy is growing. We will demand more protein. I know all of that. But cattle, no. Cattle, it's not a trend. Not a trend in Brazil, not a global trend. So all these farms that we have in Brazil, that they are undervalued, they have a very cheap price, they have cattle. And they don't have problems. They don't have problems with environment because the land is open. It's all legalized. Everything, all you need to do is plant grains there and...
Sorry, we're using a different technology to tape the show, and unfortunately I'm using my cell phone, and the phone call's coming in, so I apologize for the interruption, but we're talking to someone in Brazil, and it's just what it is, and I can't get it to stop. So. All right, are you there? Sorry for the interruption. Alexandria. Sorry, I had a phone. See, we're using my phone because of the technology we don't have here at the station. So it's working perfectly, but I had a phone call. I can't stop it. So I apologize to the listening audience, and I especially apologize to you, Alexandre.
No, we are together. This is not a problem. This is a solution for me.
Absolutely. And I'm so pleased to have you on because I think this is one of the most important shows that we've done so far. There's so much unique opportunity in what you guys are doing. I sourced you because of your company and your background and what you do for your clients. And I wanted to have you on and talk about it with only a couple minutes in the segment. But just real quick, if an American comes down and invests in your product, they can get citizenship in Brazil? Was that something we talked about?
It's up to them. What we can do and what I personally advise is to get the residence. And we can do that in 9 months because we are going to get your, I'm just giving an example, not for you, but for the investor. We are going to get their residence based on the investment. And the value to get the residence in Brazil is minimum. It's only 150,000 dollars. It's not even $1 million. So when we buy a farm here in Brazil, doesn't matter if it's for timber or if it's a farm for grains or cattle, they are going to get automatically the residence. So I don't think they need citizenship. They will be still American. They are welcome to be a Brazilian citizen, but it's their decision.
And that gives you more surety in your investment, too, if they want to do that. So, you know, this is speaking with Alexandre Bonavista, our guest today. This is Let's Talk Land. Because Andrea, let's continue. Yes. Yeah, you were wanting to bring up something else. I thought was really interesting. Go for it.
Yes. Hello. One thing that we should highlight, really highlight, is that Brazil is a new Brazil. Why? Because there are two reforms that are going to be approved right now. Imagine that in 30 years of democracy, Brazil never did these reforms. And these reforms, the tax reform and the labor reform, are going to be very important for the U.S. and Canadian investors. Why? The North Americans will come to Brazil with much less costs to produce and also less bureaucracy. Why? Because we are going to simplify completely the taxation system. How? We are going to create Brazilian IVA. It's the same like Europe. You have IVA, you pay 20% in tax, right, in the purchasing time. Right, when you purchase, you know how much tax you're paying. In Brazil, it's not clear, it's not transparent, but now it's going to be. So this is a breaking even for investors.
That's fascinating.
This is important time to invest.
Yes.
Another important issue is the labor reform. The labor reform is so much important because companies, they will have more transparency, legal transparency, when they outsource laboring. Why? Because before, you could not outsource laboring. It's the same like registered labor, right?
Gotcha.
Imagine, this is so crazy. I mean, Brazil could not, a company, right, a family that has 100 employees, they could not outsource because all the tax were going to be paid by the farmer and not by the employee.
Wow.
So this is something really interesting,
yeah,
right? Different from the rest of the world.
Is this taking effect now? This is going on right now as we speak? These reforms are going on?
Excellent question. This is going to be approved in, let me say, 1 month from now, right?
Okay.
In 45 days.
Proposed legislation.
After you approve, it's very close. And after you approve, the new law, the new legislation is going to be valid in 90 days after approval, right?
Okay.
So it's about the whole process for the new legislation is 120 days from now. So you are going to face a new economy, a new opportunity. Your cost, your labor cost will drop to half in Brazil.
That's crazy. Wow.
Half.
Yeah.
Half. And a country that is the world leader of soya, in the top with the United States, is going to drop its costs right now.
Okay.
Labor cost.
Right.
And infrastructure.
Yep.
And tax cost. And tax costs. We are going to simplify.
What an opportunity ahead of us, huh?
Yeah, it's really an opportunity. This is going to be, after the reforms are done, Brazil will receive an avalanche of investors because it's an emerging country. It's close to the United States. Brazilian land is really undervalued. Again, it's $1,200 in average per acre, not per hectare, per acre. I'm converting for your measurement. And in my opinion, where are you going to find $1,200 per American dollars per acre?
Not here in the United States.
That's an example, right?
Not here in the United States, I can tell you.
Can you find that? Not even in Australia.
Right.
In Australia, right, they sold the best land for the Chinese. They made inflation in Australia. My friend told me last month.
Right.
What happened with the prices in Australia? They the price in average there is about $15,000 per hectare, which is $6,000 per acre. Right. $6,000 per acre. In the European country, the East Europe, the market outside that the price of hectare is like the acre is $2,000, 2,000 euros. But when you make the land registration, it becomes double. Why? Because the land in European countries are very small.
Right.
They don't have contiguous land like Brazil and the United States. Sure. 2,000 acres, 10,000 acres. European land is very small, small parts. So when you make one big land together, you spend a lot of money in registration in Europe. So it becomes a double right. price. In Argentina, if you go to Argentina, right, South America, it's the same price as the same price of Australia, the land. In Uruguay, it's a cheap, it's an expensive country, right? And it's the same price like Australia, and the weather is no good in Uruguay. Too much cold to produce. Too much cold. And let's go to the United States. You know very well, the land price there is a little bit less than Australia, but it's still very expensive in certain areas. So what do you have left? Brazil.
Yeah, that's why it's...
edible land.
Yeah. It's number three, I think, depending on the product. Now, you're focused more on soy, and you're also focused on corn. And something interesting about your market area is that you can actually do two crops in one season. I can't even fathom that. How does that work?
Yeah, it's very interesting also. Why? Because I sell land in regions, in states, that, in two states basically, right, that we have two crops per year. And this state is receiving a very important construction, the Ferrogrão Railway. This railway is going to carry 20% of the grains of the planet. 20%
of the grains. Imagine of the planet? That's crazy.
Yeah, 20%, because this state called Mato Grosso, where I work, where I sell land, it has two crops per year in certain counts, not all counts, but in certain counts, we have two crops to do the very good rainfall rate throughout the year. So you can make two crops. In the past, the corn was not too much very well commercialized. You could not make too much money in the second crop, which was corn. The first crop was soybean. So, but now it's different. Now we have ethanol refineries. Something that happened in the United States 20 years ago, it's a trend in Brazil. Ethanol refineries of corn. Corn ethanol refineries.
Yeah.
We have two investors here, Summit from the United States. They opened one refinery. They are constructing more at the moment.
Okay.
Summit Agriculture. And the other one is FS Energy. They construct one refinery, and they have another one under construction. So we have five refineries we will have. Imagine that the United States has 204 corn ethanol refineries.
I didn't know that. How many? 204, you said?
204, and we have five producing the same amount of corn.
That's crazy.
So the opportunity is in Brazil.
Yeah,
the opportunity is in Brazil for American companies, for U.S. farmers. And imagine that this state that produces twice per year, the price of land there is only $1,500 per acre with two crops per year, and you need to use central pivot irrigation.
That's very hard to imagine. My family, we have 900 acres that my great grandfather started buying, and my grandfather bought 18 farms, not contiguous, but all in the same immediate area. course, we're going on about five generations. Uh-huh. And we grew tobacco, of course, corn and soy were the three products that we do in this area. And I can't imagine doing two crops. That can you, Teresa?
No. How long does it take to do two?
What's the cycle?
Yeah.
Monthly cycle. When do you plant soy and when do you harvest? And when do you plant corn and when do you harvest?
I will tell you something very interesting that you will not believe. My company, right, Veritas Agro, is developing the American cycle in Brazil. And you can say, oh, American cycle? How it comes? In the United States, you have, imagine that we have two states in Brazil, right, with the same calendar of U.S., and we have millions of hectares to sell there. And we just discovered that last year with some research. And this state is receiving the railway called Ferroground, the one I just said for you. So my answer is, where I'm selling land, we have the same cycle as the United States. So we are United States in Brazil. Imagine that. Two states.
Wow. So what is the planting season? So like we're planting corn and soy in May.
I will send the calendar for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd love to see that.
I don't have.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't have the because we have two calendars in Brazil, right? One is the Brazilian crop, and the between crops, we have this calendar of the United States. These two states they produce in the same cycle. So we have two. When Brazil is between crops, these last two states in the top, close to Amazon, they are producing soy. So Brazil can produce all over the year. Because Brazil is a continental country, right? And it's so much interesting. We have five biomes in Brazil, five types of climates, and you need too much investigation. The opportunity is incredible, but we just discovered this new frontier and it's operating very well. We are planting too much there, and the land is getting value every day. It's unbelievable.
So it's in my research, I could not find another country that has agricultural land that you can grow two crops in 1 year. Is Brazil the only one, this area, or is there other places?
No. I think it's Brazil, and you have one part of India that produces also two crops per year.
Okay.
I don't know exactly in India, but I heard from one person that I'm not 100% sure, but I think India produces in some countries two crops per year.
Okay.
But I'm going to say why the reason Brazil produces in two or two, four counties, three crops per year, because of Amazon.
Okay.
Because Mato Grosso state receives the rainfall, the mass of cold air from the Amazon, right?
Right.
So the imagine that Amazon, the forest, the big forest, helps the most producing state to have two crops per year.
Yeah, the weather patterns, they follow the river. They follow the rivers. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because not all counties of these states produce two crops per year. Of course, the land there is more expensive, right? But it's still very cheap comparing to other parts of the world. Because when you buy one farm with two crops per year and you sell your corn to the ethanol industries, it's just profitable.
That's amazing. Our guest today is Alexandria Bonavista, and this is Let's Talk Land. So, Alexandria, fascinating what you're talking about, the new reforms with the government, the double crops, the right for residential the climate, the new infrastructure. I mean, tell us more. I mean, we're just, Teresa asked some questions. She says, I'm overwhelmed. I mean, this is, you know, and the doggies are sleeping, so, but that's okay. But anyway, tell us some more. We want to learn.
Yes, what I really trust is that Brazil is under a unique time for foreign investors. Foreign investors are looking to Brazil sometimes in a very speculative way, in terms of putting money here and taking money out of Brazil just in a short period of time. I think this is it's not favorable, because Brazil today, with these two reforms that I just told before, the tax reform and the labor reform, will reduce costs. I'm not saying that you are going to sell, when private investors are going to sell their farms in the United States and will live in Brazil. We are not going to be, we should not think so radical. Right. But let's think that like a second income for them, right? And Brazil can generate millions of dollars. Imagine one thing. Right, one example works more than 100 words. George Soros, the big investors, okay. Right, the mag investors, he bought land in Argentina 10 years ago, 12 or 10 years ago, something like that. He bought land in Brazil, and he bought land in Uruguay. What was his biggest profit in terms of land? Brazil. Imagine that he made 10 times more than what he invested in Brazil. He bought land for $300
wow.
an acre. $300.
That's crazy.
$300. Sorry, $100 per acre. Wow. 15 years ago, doesn't exist anymore this time in the world. But he's very smart. He bought farms, land for $100, and he sold for $1,000. So this kind of profit is not going to, doesn't exist anymore. Now, what you can profit is three times more your investment in 10 years. Let me give an example. If you buy 1,000 land, this is a research. I'm not saying that based on nothing. We research it a lot in Brazil.
Okay.
Imagine if you buy one land today, you pay one acre, $100. In 10 years, you're going to withdraw, you're going to have $300, and I'm talking about U.S. dollars.
Right.
So this is not bad. This is not bad. But also, you can buy land in the model buy to lease. That's what we prefer to do with our investors. This is the guidance that we are focused on. Why? Because in Brazil, you have some areas that are going to receive strong investments, like Ferrogrão Highway, the one I told you. And the leasing there, the leasing contract, are going to boom in terms of valorization. You are going to receive per acre what you receive in the United States, with one difference. You pay too much lower the land in Brazil.
Right.
Why? Because you are close to Ferrogrão Highway. But you don't need to be really close. When I say you are close, you can be 300 kilometers distance, you can be 250 kilometers distance, but in the right place. Because even in Mato Grosso, which is a big state, it's like 10 times the size of Romania. Romania is the new frontier in Europe.
Okay.
Imagine that this state that is receiving the railway is 12 times bigger than the European new frontier, the last frontier, Romania and Ukraine. So we have good opportunities in Brazil. It's like I said, Americans come here, foreigners come here, and they see a continental country. They get they get in shock because it's too much big, and that provokes something like they become really. They need due diligence. They need good due diligence to invest in Brazil, because otherwise they are going to buy land with amateurs. And it's like I said for you, what happened with Americans in 2009. They come here by themselves. They got professionals that didn't understand about capital legalization, about opening up a foreign company, right? About legalizing documentation, and they were in big trouble after 5 years. When they discover that they bought land in wrong places that has the presence of El Nino. So to invest in another country, it's not simple, because you are under also the bureaucracy of another place. So you need, you don't need a broker. It's not a question of finding in Brazil a simple broker. Veritas Agro, our company, we have the broker license. We have the license to be a broker. But we are worried about all the things that a conventional broker do not dominate.
Yeah, because they're not educated. It's like here in America, you know. That's why I have this show. There's very limited land education. There's, you know, and these realtors don't have access, and they get involved in agricultural land or farmland, and they have no idea what they're doing because nobody's teaching them. And that's the purpose of this show.
Yeah. See, yeah, exactly. Your show is very interesting because I can see a lot of people, you know, giving didactic tips for the investors, and this is really important to not make mistakes. Another thing, let's talk about land registration. This is really important.
Please.
Land registration.
Please.
In the United States, in Canada, right, for you to be a notarian, right, a notarian, it's very simple. You make a course, 2 years, anyone can be a notarian. An accountant can be a notarian. A lawyer can be a notarian, if I'm not mistaken. In Brazil, you have to study 10 years to be a notarian. Why? Because we follow the Latin legislation.
Oh, okay.
We came from Portugal, and we have in the law, right, in Brazil, everything. I will give another example. In a notarian, in a public notary, everything goes through the public notary. Like company opening, certificate of birth, it's the same like United States, but also you have banking, you can open a banking account in the public notarian. You get your ID, right? Your ID. Drive license, your ID in the public notarian, and not everyone knows how to does its functions.
Okay.
And it's really interesting, because each state has a different rule. Each state has a different price, a value to register a land.
Okay.
So it's a kind of different, right?
Yeah, and you got to know how to work the system. You got to know what to do, and that's what you provide. That's one of your services that you and your company provides investors. It's very important to have somebody to know the ropes and how to walk through it. I mean, you know, I do land developing here, and, you know, we have to follow the government rules. And if you don't know what the rules are, then, you know, you shouldn't be playing the game. So it sounds like this is a very important part of the process. I got a question, too. What about your lenders there? Do you have special banks like in the United States, Farm Credit, which is a national, they're co-ops, but owned by the bank there. But it's do you guys have special banks for agricultural loans?
Yeah, we had Huro Bank, right? This bank collapsed. One problem of Brazil is that we have very few banks. This is a good tip for you there, for the bankers. In Brazil, we have two very few banks in this country. Imagine that you have six big banks, six giant banks with a lot of profit, lending money very expensive, right?
Right.
The lenders, they take money very expensive, and the economy is completely concentrated in these banks. This situation is going to change because the new government, the new president, is going to attract banks from the United States.
Okay.
And the bank, the Huro Bank that we had, it collapsed. It collapsed because governmental problems,
sure,
let's say. Let's put this way. And we don't have too many banks to borrow money today.
Okay.
For agriculture, we have just two banks. Banco do Brasil and Caixa Econômica. But let's say Banco do Brasil is the most important bank. But of course we have representatives of Wells Fargo in Brazil, Bank of America, Bank of China. We have other types of other banks.
Sure.
But to get money in Brazil is really expensive, still very expensive.
So your investors, they bring their own portfolio with them. They maybe borrow here in the United States for the investment in Brazil?
Yeah, exactly. You touched the point.
Yeah, or Canada.
Very important. What you said is just really important. They can buy here the land. They can make investments, right? Really cheap. I'm saying 20, 30% less than their normal price. Why? Because they are going to pay cash.
Gotcha. Okay. So a lot of your transactions are cash.
Sorry?
No, a lot of your investors are cash investors.
Yeah, most of the investors are cash investors, right? Because they cannot finance.
They can't finance the interest. It doesn't work in your business model. It's too expensive. Just as a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, normally some of them, they sell their property in the United States. Others, they have enough cash, right, to come here. You have family offices also that are investing in agriculture today more than ever. Agriculture is part of the portfolio today. It's like 33%. 33% of the portfolio of several family offices are agriculture.
Gotcha.
It's agriculture today. So it depends. But I like to say that they are not going to get money here in Brazil. Cheap money. I don't know what is cheap money for you, but let me give you an example. Can you borrow money paying 25 to 30% a year?
No.
Is it workable?
No.
It's a clear example. So
sure.
This is what Brazilians face today. This is the reason Brazilian companies, they have too much problem to produce because money is expensive in Brazil.
Okay.
So when you come, when you have an investor very well capitalized to buy a farm and pay cash, of course he's going to pay less.
Right.
And this is what we are. And this is the reason we are in the front of the business, because we want them to pay less.
Sure. So what countries are investing in Brazil right now? Where are you getting your business?
In Brazil today, you have about 35,000 titles that belong to foreign investors. 35,000. And most of them are from United States, Portugal, Spain, believe me, Japan. The Japanese, they have a lot of land in Brazil. They
right.
are land buyers.
Yeah, they
are land grabbers.
Yeah,
the Japanese are land grabbers.
Yep.
And Europeans, except Portugal and Spain, right? UK is very few guys from UK. They do not invest too much in Brazil. And we have some Dutch companies that they invested a lot in land. And we, in terms of reforestry, right, timberland, I think that the Scandinavian countries, they are unbeatable. They really invest in land.
Yeah, and timber's huge there. Of course.
Yeah, you have good.
You have good timber there.
Yeah, sure. They have big companies there. They plant pinus, eucalyptus.
And the rainforest, of course. There's a website, by the way, you brought up land grabbing. There's a website I've monitored now for, gosh, 7, 8, maybe 10 years. It's called Land Grabbing. And once a month they send out an email with all the countries in what parts of the world they're buying land. We call it Land Grabbing website. You can Google it. It's kind of interesting. You may not know of that. You may want to look at it. It's kind of interesting to see what's going on out there in the world.
Yeah, sure. I will look at that. And this is very interesting. That's going to help me a lot in my research. And also, I would like to mention the Land Matrix. Land Matrix is another source. It's a new company, right? And they are doing a global research about land acquisitions. It's called Land Matrix.
Yeah,
so you have two in the world.
Yeah, I've heard of them. It'd be a good company to have it. I've heard of them. It'd be a good company to have a show on because they've really got some very progressive and innovative ways of doing their research and investing in a lot of things. Yeah, very big company.
They are ONG,
right.
And I think they are from Europe.
Yeah, I believe they are. Yeah. So, what else can you tell us about your company and these wonderful opportunities that we want to share with our listening audience worldwide?
Well, I want to say that Brazil is looking for investors. Brazil is a huge opportunity. Imagine that the cake is being prepared, right? And you are going to put you are going to fence the cake, right? You are going to make the investments, the infrastructure is being rebuilt, Brazil is doing its homework, we are doing the reforms, the Brazilian cost is going to be much lower in 120 days from now. And the environment in Brazil for the U.S. investors is very good, right? You don't need visa. I think that you don't need visa anymore to come to Brazil because it's extinguished the visa for U.S. citizens and also Canadian citizens. So you don't need any bureaucracy in terms of getting a visa to be here, right? You can be resident in Brazil if you want to invest here. And this is a real opportunity. So what we have land, we have infrastructure. We have companies that will buy your production. All trading companies are here. We have Cargill, we have Bunge, we have Japanese trading, we have Cofco in Brazil, the Chinese trading company. So we have infrastructure, we have technology, we have all kinds of harvesters, of dealerships here in Brazil. Right, we have a good research company called Embrapa. It's a governmental research and export technology, develops new seeds, right, resistant to different climates, right, because we have different climates in
sure.
Brazil, and this we have excellent technology to develop seeds. So this is an environmental. This is a complexity that is favorable to any investor. And the only thing that I always highlight is you cannot buy land where you don't know if you have El Nino presence, because El Nino is taking control of this country. Some rivers are, you know, just drying.
Right.
You know. They have some counties, they have scarcity of water. Of course, the situation is getting worse in the place that you have presence of El Nino. But what I'm going to bring the investors is the window shop of Brazil, where you have infrastructure, where you have excellent climate, where you have rainfall rate stability and very well distributed all over the year, where you have paved roads, right? Where you have other growers. Because, see, I don't want to take investors for places that nobody is growing. This is another mistake that a lot of investors committed in the past. How can you know how much you are going to produce if nobody is producing in your site?
Right.
If you don't have neighbors. And believe me, a lot of people, bought land in the darkness, also in places without any labor, without any development. This is really risk, and we don't go for it. And of course, land there is cheap, it has good conditions, right? But on the other hand, to bankrupt, to collapse, is much easier. So you have to put in the balance, right? There is no cheap lunch. There is no free lunch. Sorry about that. Yeah. We know the cat leap.
Sure.
And you have to be sometimes less aggressive when you go to. It's much profitable to be less aggressive because it's less risk also. And also, on the other hand, you don't need to be too much aggressive. There is no reason for that because land in Brazil is so cheap, so undervalued that you don't want to risk yourself here. Right. There is no way. Imagine, if I compare Brazil, let's compare Brazil today with a stock market, right?
Okay.
You are buying cheap stocks.
Right.
You are going to buy a blue chip, right, stock for the price of you know what I mean?
A penny stock, so, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And this is the right time. Brazil is an excellent option to U.S. investors. And our consultants here in Brazil, is not just focused in land. We will help our investors to get the land legalization, the capital registration. We are not going to do the capital registration, but we have attorneys that are really competent and they are specialized in agriculture.
Yeah, it's part of your team. Yeah, it's part of your team.
Yeah, because, see, exactly. And when they come to Brazil, sometimes they find a broker, right, that knows one attorney, right? And they indicate the attorney to the investor. Sometimes it's just catastrophic. Why? Because this attorney is not specialized in environmental legislation. He's just specialized in labor legislation, tax legislation. But you need another lawyer that is specialized in environmental legislation. So you need two lawyers,
right,
to be more accurate.
Sure.
When you invest in Brazil, you need two lawyers. You need two guys. One is more specialized in environmental legislation. Why you say that? Because the global market is becoming more strict in terms of environmental aggressivity, right? So Brazil is, you have five biomes in Brazil, right? I will give another example. One biome is the savanna, right, which is called Cerrado.
Okay.
It's where we produce more here in Brazil. In this biome, you can produce in 65% of the land, of your property, and 35% you must preserve. It's legal reserve, and it's legal reserve, and it's another, I don't remember the other name, but you have to preserve 35% of the land.
Okay.
In savanna.
Gotcha.
Then you have savanna transition of savanna. It's another biome. you can produce 50% and 50% you have to preserve the forest, the biodiversity, okay. Right, the rivers, everything. So you can produce only 50%. And then you have Amazon bioma. You can produce 20% and you have to leave 80% for protection.
Right.
So you have different calculations to invest in Brazil. And one thing very interesting, in one county, you can have two biomes at the same time.
Interesting.
You can have savanna, right. And you can have transition of savanna, which is, how do you recognize that? You recognize through the types of bushes that you have, right? When you go to make the geo-reference, right, you're going to see what is savanna and it's not savanna. And you have to make a good research, because sometimes you buy something that is transition and you think that it's savanna, completely savanna. No. And it's simple. It's very simple, right? But it's small details that a conventional attorney that it's not specialized in environment do not dominate. Doesn't know. So, in the final, it's better to be well protected with a good due diligence. Because, like I said in my website, Brazil is not for amateurs.
No. No, most investors aren't.
Sorry?
No, I'm saying most good investments aren't.
Yeah, sure. And all the details that I'm giving, it's in my website. If you go there and if you look at environmental legislation, you're going to see a map that I put there on the website with all climates of Brazil,
yeah, very nice.
The rainfall distribution.
Okay, we've got we've got about 4 minutes left, so I want 3 minutes left. So let's go ahead and give the listening audience how they contact you, your website, any information you'd like to give them, and we'll wrap this up for you. It's an incredible show. I got to get you back, especially when some of these laws, maybe next year, and do an update. So you're always welcome. And if you know anyone out there that you would think would be a good guest for our show, please recommend them, and you can come on. We'll be co-hosting them. So give us your information for us, Alexandria.
Yeah, sure. Of course, I'm going to recommend you because it was a really nice show, right? You gave me freedom to speak, to expose my ideas, my company, service. And if everyone is interested, if anyone is interested in Brazil, just contact our company through your website. You know, it's written there, our website. Or click in the internet, Veritas Agro, right? And you will find Veritas Agro Brazil, and you will find our company. All American investors are welcome here. Right, it will be a pleasure to receive you in Brazil, to give you our best, to find the best solution for you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Yep, thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any guests or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. This show is for the public, and most importantly, for the real estate agents who do not have a source of land education. Our shows are broadcast on Saturday mornings and downloaded after that on the website, letstalkland.net, Podbeam, Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook, and so on. My email is lou@mylandpro.com. My cell number is 336-669-1405. Rodney, real quick.
Yes, Lou, they can hear you every Saturday morning right before Ask the Doctor. And also they can download the Simple Radio app and hear us over in Brazil and everywhere in the world.
Wow. Yeah. We're number one beach music.
Number one beach music and oldies station in the Triad area.
Incredible. Yes. Hey, thanks for another great show.